USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. It'll be another day or more before we learn more from law enforcement about Brian Koberger. He's the criminal justice grad student accused of killing four University of Idaho students. Reporter Gadi Schwartz in Moscow, Idaho, says Koberger is expected to not fight extradition at a hearing tomorrow in Pennsylvania.
Now, once Koberger is back here in Idaho, authorities say they will legally be able to unseal the probable cause statement, and that probable cause statement will likely contain a lot of the details that investigators have been keeping very close to the chest in terms of how they caught Koberger.
His attorney says Koberger is eager to get to Idaho and be exonerated. The 118th Congress convenes tomorrow, and job one for members of the House, choosing a speaker.
We need to get a speaker, because before we can move on, even get any of the freshman members sworn in, you have to have a speaker. You've got to have rules that you're following.
Texas Republican Beth Van Dyne on Fox News did not say if she'll vote for Kevin McCarthy for speaker. Several reports say McCarthy still doesn't have enough votes to win, as hardline Republicans continue to oppose him. It's a wet mess all over Northern California, especially San Francisco, thanks to that weekend storm that dumped historic amounts of rain on the region. To the east, Interstate 80 is open again after a system dumped the Sierra Nevadas with several feet of snow. Thousands are still without power. In nearby Reno, Nevada, a snowplow accident has seriously injured actor Jeremy Renner.
Should we be worried?
No, it's nothing. I'll be home for Christmas. I promise.
The actor who plays Marvel's Hawkeye is in critical but stable condition. There's word that tennis great Martina Navratilova is battling cancer twice. She says breast cancer has returned and she has throat cancer. The 18-time Grand Slam winner says it's a double whammy. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Four New York City police officers are out of hospitals after being wounded on New Year's Eve in Times Square by a man swinging a machete. A 19-year-old man from Maine's in custody. One of the police officers suffered a skull fracture. The other received a bad cut. As we await tomorrow's hearing in Pennsylvania, during which murder suspect Brian Koberger is expected to waive extradition to Moscow, Idaho, experts are pondering many questions about the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students. Like, how does a grad student in criminal justice allegedly commit such a crime?
We do have precedent for people studying criminal behavior like Ted Bundy, like the BTK killer, mm-hmm. and even the Unabomber.
Retired FBI profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole says we also need to rid ourselves of the notion that someone capable of such a crime is unusual.
When you hear about a crime like this, their idea of who would have committed this has to look like maybe a Freddy Krueger or someone equally as menacing, when in fact, when you go back and you look at violent offenders in the past, they look like you and me.
Koberger's attorney in Pennsylvania says his client plans to waive extradition. Grubhub has agreed to refund customers in Washington, D.C. a total of $3.5 million. That settles a lawsuit that accused Grubhub of charging customers hidden fees and falsely claiming that it was helping local restaurants. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.